any way to sort of tease out kind of quality of life issues? You mentioned the fact that it seems to be well tolerated. You know, roughly what fraction of patients on temsirolimus kind of come in and really are having no problems compared to, let's say, sunitinib?
You know, it's been a little bit difficult to judge, and I'll put it in a little bit broader context. When you use any of these agents in the second or third line setting, that setting seems to impact the tolerance of the drug, meaning we did a study with sunitinib and bevacizumab failure patients, and we saw a higher incidence of fatigue, higher incidence of hypertension, and other complications. Again, not statistically proven, but compared to even cytokine failure patients, we saw higher incidences than in other phase 2 settings. I think when you look at temsirolimus in these patients that have already been kind of heavily pretreated, and many of them already with a decreased performance status, I think they tolerate this better than you would anticipate another TKI or going back on sorafenib or sunitinib. But I will say that I think the fatigue is limiting in that patient population more so. We can see some issues with renal function, and you do have to watch that closely. Many of these patients have clinical progression going on in this setting now that's more symptomatic than it was in earlier stages of diseases. So it's a little bit harder to tease out. When we have used it in the frontline setting, again, we've used it primarily in patients with poor performance status. So it's a little bit of apples and oranges comparing it to the other agents. But I would say overall, just qualitatively, you know, better tolerated than, say, sunitinib or sorafenib in that setting.